Now it's time to find out what's going on in the NRL transfer market.
Always across all the news, Coach K. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Jules. You know, you mentioned earlier about Brandon Smith, about the what Dobbin said in the news about, you know, the Dolphins had to think about what they were going to do when they missed out on Brandon Smith.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember when Luke Lewis, who's one of the greatest people on this planet,
Lukey, love him.
Yeah, great bloke.
Yep.
Shook hands with the Rabbitohs and said he was going to commit to South.
It's not the first one that's
no.
backflipped.
My dad
yes.
remembers it. He'll never forget it.
Is that right?
Never forget it.
Not forgiven.
Because Luke was, that was pretty much, he was coming up to the back end of his career, but he was still very good.
Mm.
You know? So I'm just thinking of those moments.
It's not the first time that somebody's given an agreement. I remember Tedesco to the Raiders. Remember that one?
Correctamundo.
Tedesco to the Raiders. There's a few others I'm just trying to think. Oh, DCE to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I mean, it's been done. Everyone does it, right? You want it, the best deal for you. I get it. But, you know, it's hard for the fans, but
you've agreed.
Just pop it on the chin.
I remember Maltin was going to go to the Dragons at one stage. Glad we didn't get him in the end.
Yeah.
Glad we didn't get him.
Yeah.
I've just lost my train of thought, Kay. Just lost my train of thought. Brandon Smith. Anyway, look, it's if you tell someone, don't worry, I'll be there, and they drop off their pursuit of somebody else because of it, that's poor form. That's really poor form.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, what's making waves in the NRL transfer market? The Sharks can officially announce that Blake Brayley has signed a long-term contract extension with the Cronulla Club.
Blake Brayley,
a bit of a tongue twister. Yeah, so he's 23. He's contracted to the club for 2022, and now he's put pen to paper for a four-year deal.
I'm not sure. We talked about this the other day. I'm not even sure he's the better of the two Brayleys. He's a good one, though. But what does that mean for Cam McInnes? That's a question I guess will be answered throughout the course of the next season.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge for the Sharks. Good on them. They needed that. And it's good that these players want to stay with the club too. I mean, if you're a junior, which I'm pretty sure Blake is, it's very handy.
I've got really high hopes for the Sharks this year. They're looking really good if they can stay fit.
Depending on Fitzy, though. I mean, we know what he did at the Roosters.
Nah,
he was part of the success.
He'll be right.
Real deal, you reckon?
Yeah.
All right, lock that in.
100%.
You've heard it here first with Julian King.
Oh, I don't think you've heard it here first. Like everyone says it's the real deal.
The Tigers reportedly have their sights on emerging Cowboys forward Jeremiah Nanai for 2023.
Okay.
With a two-year deal understood to be tabled to the North Queensland teenager.
It's a shame he didn't go to Canterbury because then he could have said, Jeremiah was a bulldog.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Tigers have tabled a two-year offer to Nanai worth $600,000.
For 2 years?
Yes.
18, regarded by good judges, one of the best emerging back rowers in the NRL, and made his debut last season playing 4 games for the Cows. They locked him up. Good on him.
Yeah. Yeah, you need these young players coming through. The problem with the Tigers is they've always been pretty sold on these young kids, right?
Yeah, sorry, I've just got to jump in there. Shane, Luke Lewis signed a contract with the Bunnies, was the first to use the cooling off period. So this is, forget about, thank you for reminding me of that, Shane.
Yeah, that's good by Shane.
Yes, the cooling off period.
Cooling.
They haven't got off for a reason, yeah.
Oh, please.
In case you get cold feet.
Yeah.
You got cold feet.
This one, just, I don't understand this. Tell me if you can think of the logic behind this play, because I think it's terrible. Tyrone May has been thrown a career lifeline by the Catalan Dragons.
Well, if he wants to play overseas and they want to have him, great. Don't see as much of a future in the NRL.
No, but you would think that it wouldn't sit well with some of the other Aussie guys. I don't know if PC and Napa want something like that around.
It's not their choice, really. Or maybe they don't care. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he even that good?
Tyrone?
He's good for that standard.
What, he played?
It's only because he was mates with Cleary that he kept getting a look in.
Well, he always had natural talent coming through the grades. He was one of the best, but again, doesn't necessarily translate.
Natural talent, I mean, you know, there's so many players that have natural talent that can't make the grade for whatever reason, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what Shane Webke, who's one of the smartest players in rugby league, you know what he said once? He says, talent gets you the opportunity, right? And talent, you can coast on that in the juniors. Then you get to the pointy end of the pyramid where everyone's good. Talent will get you so far. It's a hard work that gets you the rest of the way, right?
Spot
you
on.
Want blokes that keep showing up, as
Spot
Gus
on.
Says.
And how many times have you had this argument with your mates? Talent or hard work?
We need a bit of both.
You do?
You know, people quote that 10,000-hour principle. It's a bit more complicated than that. It's not just, you know, 10,000 hours to master any art, it helps, but it's not the only thing. You have to be kind of good
to actually do it.
Yeah
for sure. And just lastly, the Dolphins have suffered another recruitment blow. Oh, God. Losing out to Super League club Catalan on that note in a bidding war for Roosters prop Siosia Takiaro.
All right. I know Bennett's a fan. We mentioned that in the opener. So He's committed to overseas, has he?
Well, he knocked back a $1.2 million offer from the Dolphins over 2 years.
Yeah.
How good's that, though? They're building. Napa, Pierce, it's a bit like a Rooster squad, isn't it?
It's retirement village.
A little bit. They'll be strong, though, if they've got those four. Napa's
the guy that's got that one great game in him per year, and he looks $1 million, and then you go, what the hell? What's Napa doing? When's Napa going to turn up?
Mm. Yeah. But anyway, good on Catalans. They're tapping into our market. Good to see.
Yeah. The poor man's Dragons team, really.
Yeah, essentially.
Do you say the S on Catalans?
Catalan?
Catalan.
Catalan Dragons.
Yeah. I'll make a Frenchman out of you, but you need to use salt in your cooking. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, Kay.